Our processes are regulated by the Constitution of the DA and the rules of the Federal Legal Commission. There is not one set of rules for Patricia de Lille and another for the rest of the party. However, the consideration and adjudication of these matters hugely delayed the process, with the result that substantive issues on which she stands accused have not been dealt with yet. In much the same way as Jacob Zuma, she wanted a day in court, but has set up barriers to getting there. Her actions were not consistent with someone who desperately wanted to clear her name. She sought to delay the process at every possible step. I will now hand over to Rafilwe, who will explain the process that were followed.
Thank you, Natasha. While these processes were unfolding, the city itself was confronted with the first report by Bowmans. Pursuant to these findings, the City Council resolved to suspend some officials and to conduct further investigations into the conduct of both officials and politicians, including the mayor herself. These investigations are ongoing and we will report in due course. Both investigations and the matters that had come to light in the course of them caused the DA and the city to lose confidence in the mayor and the way she was running the city. Early in January, a substantial majority of the DA caucus requested us to permit them to move a motion of no confidence. We gave permission, and the motion was defeated by a single vote in the City Council. Over 70% of her caucus voted for the motion, yet she remained mayor thanks to the grace and favor of both the ANC and the EFF, and some 40 DA colleagues. Ever since the days of Peter Murray and Basil Petrus, the erst mayor of George, the Democratic Alliance has sought a mechanism where executive office bearers in government can be held to account for substandard performance. We had for some time been mulling the introduction of an accountability clause, which would provide that such an executive office bearer who had lost the confidence of his or her peers could be removed from office. At the recent Congress in April, the party adopted such a clause, not only because of the situation in Cape Town, but because we want our executive office bearers to be persons who relentlessly serve the interests of the voters where we govern. We believed and still believe today that office bearers who no longer enjoy the confidence of his or her peers can no longer serve in such a post. I emphasize that a motion of no confidence does not always relate to allegations or charges. It can be introduced because of inefficiency or even style. It is a political judgment and not a legal finding. The federal executive has already received 3 applications from DA caucuses to introduce such motions in various office bearers from Matikama, from Cape Town, and from Stellenbosch. The federal executive acceded to these requests, and Matikama and Cape Town, the caucuses have voted that they have no confidence in the mayor in each case by overwhelming majority. The procedure thereafter is that the office bearer is given the opportunity to make representations why he or she should not resign from that post, and not as a councillor or a member. These are considered by the federal executive, who must decide whether or not the individual must resign. The mayor of Matikama requested an extension, but the mayor of Cape Town provided such a representation, which included the demand that a number of members of the federal executive recused themselves on the grounds that they were allegedly biased. While denying this, the members did recuse themselves. The remaining members debated the motion and the representation for approximately 3 hours, but adjourned the debate having received draft court papers from Mr. Lille challenging the validity of the accountability clause. At this juncture, I'd like to hand over to James Self, the Chair of the Federal Council.
Thank you very much, Rafilwe. In the meantime, Ms. de Lille took part in a radio interview with Eusebius McKaiser on Radio 702 on the 26th of April 2018. In the course of this interview, Ms. de Lille on 2 separate occasions indicated that she intended to resign from the DA as soon as she had, quote, cleared her name. The first was as follows, and Eusebius asked the question, let's say the morning after you win the legal case, however, do you really want to still be part of the DA? And Patricia de Lille replies, no, 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 no. I've said it many times, Eusebius, you know the writing's on the wall that people don't want me for whatever reason. And then on another occasion, Mr. McKaiser asks, if I hear you, you are saying, ideally, I want to clear my name, Eusebius. That's why I'm going to court. And if I win this battle, and when I win it, because I know I've done nothing wrong, then the morning after I've won a court case, then I will resign from the DA. And Ms. DeLille replies as follows, I will walk away. You summed it up correctly. The Democratic Alliance Constitution provides in section 3512 that a member ceases to be a member when he or she publicly declares his or her intention to resign and or publicly declares his or her resignation from the party. Ms. DeLille was invited to explain why she had not, as a matter of fact, ceased to be a member of the party by virtue of this section when she admitted that she intended to resign. She attempted to argue that this referred to her resigning as the mayor. The FLC, the Federal Legal Commission of the party, found that the context showed very clearly that she intended to resign from the DA. Accordingly, the Federal Executive resolved last night to endorse the findings of the FLC that her membership had in fact ceased as with effect from the 26th of April, the date of the 702 interview. We have informed Ms. DeLille and the city manager of this fact. The fact that she has ceased to be a member of renders the other processes, that is the disciplinary hearing and the operation of the accountability clause, moot. The Federal Executive did, however, support the motion passed by the caucus and will apply the accountability clause should the need arise. The Federal Executive has therefore not at this point made any decision on the accountability aspect. We wish Ms. DeLille well in her future endeavours and thank her for the service that she has given to the party. This has been a confusing time for the citizens of Cape Town, for which the DA sincerely apologises. Our priority is to restore stability and coherence to the city government so that we continue to provide excellent and responsive services to the people of the city. We recognise that we will need to rebuild trust with the voters and will do our utmost best to ensure that we get back to the business of governing Cape Town.
Thank you, James. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You have been, and if you haven't got yet, you will be provided with a copy of these documents, including the documents relating to the charges served on Ms. DeLille. But at this point, I'd like to open for any questions that you may have.